This is Anne-Marie Panarangan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And thank you, Anne-Marie Panarangan. And as just a program note, on the 20th of this month, Anne-Marie will be back with us in studio with her every other month report on what's going on in the dining scene. And what I really appreciate about Anne-Marie is that she always has her ear to the ground. And she breaks news more often than a lot of the bigger publications that have many more resources do, which is always a great source of amusement to me and a compliment to her. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball and Ducks hockey. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for joining us. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, given what's gone on in the last year, I always appreciate entrepreneurial chefs that have been able to shift their business and be able to stay busy and bring in income and be creative at the same time. A lot of entrepreneurs, culinary entrepreneurs, are taking advantage of the new cottage food laws in California to be able to do certain things in home kitchens with proper inspections. And a good example of this is Chef Leah Iden, who works out of Long Beach. And she has a spice club where followers of Chef can get fresh spices that are ground to order, or do this as a series to really pep up their food and to elevate the game. There are also recipes that come with this. So it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Leah Iden to the SoCal Restaurant Show for the first time. Chef Leah, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Listen, I'm always happy to support fellow entrepreneurs that are doing special things that, you know, serve their community and put a lot of heart and soul into it. And Leah, there is a lot of heart and soul in the Spice Club. So, Leah, for background for our listeners, you're a working chef. You do cooking classes for serious home cooks. You do recipe development. You do menu planning. Tell us a little bit more about that and then how you got the idea based on feedback that you got from your guests and your patrons to start the Spice Club.
Right. So about 5 years ago, I was teaching cooking classes. I came out of running a produce home delivery business, and I wasn't sure what to do with all my recipes. And I've always really loved teaching. So I started a recipe blog, and then on top of that, started getting requests for in-home cooking classes. So for a few years there, I was doing quite a few in-home cooking classes, which really turned out to be entertainment and parties for people. So that was a lot of fun. And I was noticing in my cooking classes that when I would start to put spices in whatever I was making, or it was in the recipe I was making, people would get really excited, like, what is that? What are you putting in? And I just say, like, oh, it's just a touch of cumin and a little coriander. And people were like, what are you doing? So that really clued me into the fact that people didn't really use spices with as much ease as I thought they did, like home cooks. So out of that kind of hatched the idea for, well, what if I played around in my kitchen, came up with a spice blend every month? Because I was already kind of using these blends all the time in my own cooking.
Sure.
Why don't I make it a thing where people join, and it used to be every month, now it's every quarter. They get the newly hatched spice blend that I have come up with, and it's been successful. People really like kind of receiving the package is a good thing. That's really exciting to receive mail. They all come with the recipe cards and online meal plans as well. So people are ready to kind of explore in their kitchen, but also have a little bit of structure too if they're just not quite sure what to do with what I send.
Leah, a good point you just made. I was the lucky recipient of two of your spice blends to try things out because, as our regular listeners know, in terms of a food product or a restaurant, we never invite anybody on the show that either Chef Andrew or myself has not sampled their food or their food product and then can honestly recommend on the radio, which is definitely the case for you. So it comes, the two spices, in a metal tin, very attractively labeled, come beautifully packaged. package. And as you say, you're incredibly generous with the recipes. So you get these wonderful recipe cards that have the ingredients, the instructions, all very clear, and really can elevate things. So let's give our listeners, Aaliyah, if we could, an example. You sent me the Tuesday Night Spice Blend, which I use, and one of the recipes that you suggest and have, everybody, chef, as you know, is eating more chicken. Chicken breast can be pretty bland, but tell us about the Tuesday Night Chicken and Potatoes, because that, I think, will give our listeners an idea of what you're up to.
Yeah, that is a favorite, and that was actually one of the blends that I already had in my kitchen. It was one of the first ones I sent out. So it's a mixture of paprika, coriander, cumin, oregano, and garlic, and maybe black pepper as well in there. And all my blends are salt-free, except for the za'atar. I make everything salt-free so people can add as they want, and they're also super concentrated blends, so there's a ton of packed flavor in there. And you can just use it on anything, really, but the Tuesday night chicken and potatoes just meant for like, chicken again for, you know, weeknight dinner. Oh, maybe if we use a spice blend, throw it on a sheet pan with some potatoes, olive oil and spice blend and salt, and you have a really tasty meal that might be different than what you're used to already making. So that was really my point is making, and is my point, is making weeknight homemade meals really accessible for everybody. It can take 20 minutes, literally, and you have a delicious dinner on the table.
Aaliyah? Amen to that. If our listeners go to your website, there is a lot of good information there in addition to learning about all the individual spices you have, getting information about the quarterly Spice Club membership. Tell us a little bit about the website, the Art of Seasoning Guide. You also have a meal planning guide. But let's start out with, because it's not hard, what is the best website for Spice Club?
Yeah, the best website is agoodcarrot.com and then /spice store. So my original recipe blog is A Good Carrot. And if you just go to A Good Carrot, it's right there in the front. You'll see Spice Club and the menu, and you can just click on it and be taken there. And then you'll be taken to the shop. You can kind of cruise around, see what different kinds of blends there are. There's tons of recipes you can browse if you want to get an example of the types of recipes that I send. I send mostly Mediterranean style stuff. I'm influenced a lot by my Turkish heritage, so a lot of Mediterranean stuff. Was that a good place to start to answer the question?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, we also want to let Aaliyah, our listeners, know that that are in the Long Beach area. Once a quarter, you're at one of the Long Beach farmers markets. And as timing would have it, for Valentine's Day, you are out. So tell us which market that is, what hours you're going to be there. And for our listeners that are at Long Beach and want to actually meet you firsthand, what you'll have available that day.
Yes. So I'm at the Sunday Marina Market in Long Beach, the market on Sunday, February 14th. So on Valentine's Day, the market itself is near 2nd and PCH, and it runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so it's a pretty late market. I bring something different every time. I will have a couple of new things that are not on my website currently, and then I just bring a smattering of what you see there based upon kind of what I have on hand. Sometimes people, if they know they want something, they will contact me and say, can you be sure to bring this? Because I have so many blends, sometimes I request people to do that, so I'd be sure to bring their favorite blend that they're out of. But otherwise, I'm just talking to people about spices, what they're making that week, what would be good for what they normally eat. You know, I eat a lot of tofu on board. What would be good with that? And I'll say, this tangy turmeric blend's perfect with tofu. And here's some recipes, too. So you really get kind of the whole package when you come and see me at the farmer's market as well.
Well, no, definitely an added benefit. And as our listeners can tell, you are full of good information, Aaliyah. So that is important, too. Aaliyah, just so our listeners understand, we've talked about the cottage food bill in California. Mm-hmm. And how you're able to do this in your home kitchen. Just very briefly run through that, because we want our listeners to understand all of these spices that you're packaging. You know, this is done under the proper conditions and everything is more than safe.
Yes, absolutely. So you have to apply for a cottage food license. It's regulated for me in the city of Long Beach because we have our own health department, and you fill out an application explaining what you're going to do, and then they come annually and inspect your kitchen. Tell you what you need and need not to be doing. For spices, they're pretty low-risk food, so there's not a lot going into it. The cottage food law at this point is kind of these low-risk foods, breads, spices, stuff like that. So Yeah, inspected once a year. They make sure my labels say what they need to say on them, and that when I go to the market, I have all my permits and everything in order. And yep, I'm just doing things like I used to do in the restaurant. I mean, it's not much different.
No, but
you know, everything's clean. I have all that experience working in restaurants and keeping everything safe and clean. So
of course, but it's just, you know, it's a concern of everybody right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just an important point to make. Chef, as we need to wrap it up, there's a recipe that is available on your website for the asking that would be really perfect for tomorrow for the big game. Just very briefly, tell us about the lamb and lentil chili, because that really got my eye. Yeah.
Yeah. That one was exciting. You know, I have this spice blend. It's called Moroccan Magic, and it's a version of Rafal Hunous, the Moroccan blend, if you're familiar with that. And honestly, it came out of my pantry. I had Melissa's cooked lentils on my pantry shelf. I had some frozen lamb, and I wanted to make chili, but I kind of wanted to do something different. And I was like, oh, lamb and lentil chili. So it's just some sauteed veggies. The already cooked lentils, probably a little bit of water, a can of tomato paste, the ground lamb, and this Moroccan Magic, and it was delicious. This Moroccan Magic blend is incredible. Notes of cardamom, ginger, turmeric, I love it. That would be a good one.
Chef Aaliyah, you definitely have my attention. As we need to say goodbye, one more time on what the website for the Spice Club is so our listeners can get all that information.
Yes, if you go to agoodcarrot.com, you will see information that will take you to the Spice Club.
Really easy. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Aaliyah Iden, chef and culinary coach and creator of the Spice Club. Chef, we look forward to following your progress. And again, congratulations on coming up with a great sideline.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Okay. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, one of the most gracious front of the house people in the industry in Southern California, Donato Poto of Providence and Connie and Ted's, will find out how they've been weathering the storm of the last year. But if you're in the position to splurge for Valentine's Day, boy, does Providence have a to-go package that is an eye-popper. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.